720 WGN is on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. I don't know if it's unseasonably cold. I think it's almost seasonably correct. Beautiful day here on Michigan Avenue on a Saturday. And we've got an eclectic blend of all things, as Scott mentioned, a little bit of racing, a little bit of food, a little bit of travel, right? Maybe. And we're going to highlight some people, just as we often talk about places that we can go, whether it's family road trips or places to vacation or see things or learn things. Also, sometimes, because Chicago is a great draw for so many different things, is a lot of great people from everywhere come to Chicago. We're going to highlight a few of those individuals today. Coming up first, right after the break, we're going to have Lydia Bastianich. You know her from her Emmy award-winning television shows, her books, restaurants, and of course Eataly here in Chicago. It is Lydia Day, and you're probably, in traffic wise if you're driving, I would stay home because the parades for Lydia Bastianich are plugging up traffic everywhere. She's going to be calling us before she gets into her sold out cooking class over there, but you've got an opportunity later today and throughout the weekend not only to see her later today but also enjoy some of her signature dishes over at Eataly. She'll be joining us right after the break. And then Robert Wickens, he is a rookie, not a rookie in driving. He's certainly a young guy, very youthful, raced in a bunch of different series over in Europe and in Canada. But he is going to be, he's a rookie in the Verizon IndyCar Racing League. And they're going to be heading to, I think they're out in Alabama as we speak. He'll be calling in. He is going to be joining us to talk about being new to the circuit and the excitement leading up to this year's Indianapolis 500. We'll have some tickets for the Indy 500 to giveaway probably in maybe next week or the week after. We'll have some details for it. We're going to send some listeners, as we did last year, to the Indianapolis 500. It is going to be nonstop excitement. Then Joe Ahern is going to be giving us a call. This is kind of a late addition to the program. The 100 Club that helps out, you know, the families of first responders. There's a fundraiser. There's an event that's going to couple all of those great causes with some great food over at, I think it's Bijou Bistro. Joe Ahern is going to join us a little bit before 3 o'clock. After three, in town, on the road, Richard Blaze. You know him from Top Chef. He's in town doing an event with Cooper's Hawk, and so we'll hear about the fun that happens there, and then also a mutual friend of ours, Guy Fieri, doing diners, drive-ins, and dives in the Chicagoland area, filming a bunch of different episodes. We'll hear some firsthand stuff from the set as well. So stay tuned for all that. Oh, wait, 312-981-7200. As usual, you can send in your first car, your favorite car, your dream car. You can text it in, or you can talk to Ben, who is in the booth as our producer today. And we're going to pick one out of the hat at the end of the show. They're going to win a $25 gift card from Bona Beef for the bona fide ride of the show. So definitely participate in that. We'll read off some of those as we get them throughout the course of today's program. So keep it here. Break. When we come back, we're going to have Lydia Bastianich joining us from Lydia Day in Eataly. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con butto belle fastidia. Sotto il cielo di Roma.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and on the line with us, honored to have, of course, best-selling author, restaurateur, Emmy Award-winning television host, and one of the driving forces of Eataly, calling from there on what is to be an exciting day for her and her fans, is the one and only Lydia Bastianich. Welcome back to Chicago.
Hi, Dane. I'm in the middle of the Lydia Day at Eataly, having fun.
It's, I mean, you deserve a whole week, so let's lobby for that. I'll put that in the suggestion box for one thing. First off, is you came to town. You brought some great weather. It was snowing up until you showed up.
I bring the sunshine. I just came from Vancouver, and I did the same for them.
Ah, it's 80 degrees in Vancouver today. Unbelievable. So here's the thing. You've got a big day planned. You're going to be getting into your sold-out cooking class as soon as we get off the phone, and then you've got a book signing coming up a little bit later. So it is all Lydia all the time. Let's talk about the new book, 11 books, cookbooks, best-selling books. This one is, it's your memoirs, but you've got so much more to do. Talk about the book, the inspiration behind it, what people are going to see.
Well, the book, day, you know, memoirs, I'm known for my cookbooks and recipe, and I always knew that I was going to write and put things down, because I did. Along the way, I collected it and wrote little things and saved them. I thought I was going to do them maybe in 5-7 years for my grandchildren. Well, you know, mine is an immigrant story. I came to the United States at 12 years old. as an immigrant. And, of course, you know, the publisher and everybody else says, Lydia, it's of the time. You got to tell your story now. So here it is, and I'm so happy I did it.
It's called My American Dream, A Life of Love, Family, and Food. It is really, you think about this, Lydia, it is the quintessential American dream. You're going to be able to share, of course, the successes, you know, in that whole journey. But there's a lot of kind of drama and challenges in there as well.
There is, you know, my life coming ultimately to the United States initially, you know, fleeing communist Yugoslavia back in Italy, 2 years in a political refugee camp, coming here, brought here by the Catholic Relief Services and the Red Cross. We didn't even have anybody here. And all the help that we got along the way, and then ultimately coming to America. And I just, you know, there's no place in the world like it. All the people, they brought chairs, they brought food when we entered in our first apartment. People were so kind, and they continue to be so. And, you know, I just had to share this. When you hear sometimes, you know, oh, America, this, America, that, America is the greatest, the greatest country in the world. And, you know, I am an example of what somebody who came with nothing, had nothing, didn't even speak the language, was allowed and, in a way, was encouraged to become a true American and grow in America.
Oh, it is one of those great stories. Unlike radio, which is kind of immediate TV, a little bit of a process, but nothing like a book. And then writing something so personal, that kind of process of putting this book together and adding those memories, were there any that you had actually, I don't want to say forgotten, but just had been way back in the back burner that you're like, where it kind of brought you back to those moments?
Oh, it did, absolutely. You know, I had my daughter, Tanya, help me. You know, she's a historian, a great researcher. And I even had a writer help me. And, you know, between the two of them, they chronologically kind of went through my life and made like a chronological backbone. And then they asked me, Lydia, what happened here? How did you do? How did you feel? What was the emotion? And slowly everything came back. And I just loved remembering. And I had some things written. And, you know, I have my mother, 97. She lives with me. She's still alive. She's very lucid. And whenever I kind of got, Ma, was this the right way? She remembered, and she would tell me. So, you know, it was really almost a family effort to remember our family history.
See, the thing is you do so much of that with the book, certainly with the TV and some of the social media, bringing your fans, your viewers, your listeners with you, and to be able to take them through your own journey, your personal journey, through your childhood and through your life and all that, I think is going to be so exciting. People are going to love it. My American Dream, A Life of Love, Family, and Food. And I think we're going to have one of the copies we'll give away to a listener a little bit later on in the show. We only have a little bit of time, and I know you've got to get back at it, but let's start. The book signing is coming up later on today, 4:30 to 6 o'clock. Correct. Maybe people can try to get over there, say hello to you, and participate in that. But you guys have some specials going on, like Lydia signature specials at the restaurants as well.
We do. So I will be at 4:30 book signing. Anybody can come. I'll be delighted. And then not only can they get a signed book, but they can go from restaurant to restaurant and taste some of my signature dishes. Like, you know, an antipasto, we have a fennel, sedano, celery, onions, salami. It's like, you know, like a chef's salad, but it's with celery, Italian style. We have a pappardelle with mushrooms, which are one of my favorites. We have short ribs in a pizzaiola sauce, this tender pork ribs. Wow. Really cooked tender with peppers and mushrooms. And so these are the special. Linguini and clam sauce, one of my favorite. Gamberi alla bussola, shrimps in a bussola style, which is very Istrian, the region that I come from. So this will be scattered throughout the store, throughout the restaurants, and besides our regular menu, there's going to be a lot of Lydia flavors floating around.
Hopefully people can get over there and see you a little bit later on today and enjoy you up close and in person, but let the listeners know where they can get the book online and, of course, see all of the other things you have going on.
Yeah, you know, best thing is you go to italy.com/Chicago, and they have all the events, all the prices, and so people can really figure out what they want to do.
Lydia, you know we love you. The fans here love you on the station, and of course, so many people are going to get a chance to love you in person over at Italy. So thanks so much for what you're doing. Get out there and enjoy. Happy Lydia Day, and thanks for jumping on the show.
Well, thank you, and you guys out there, hope to see you later.
Hey, this is Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. You just heard Alexander Rossi won the Indianapolis 500 as a rookie. Coming up right after the news, stay tuned. We've got Robert Wickens. He is going to be a rookie in his first ever Indy 500. Got all the opportunities in the world to get a chance out there and win it. Right now, though, you have a chance to win the Bonafide Ride of the Show, which is a $25 gift card from Bona Beef. All you've got to do is send in your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car. You can either give it to Ben. You can call in 312-981-7200. You can text in. You can send a picture. You've got to actually talk with Ben in order to be our ultimate winner, though. And we do have Brent on the line. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thank you, yes.
So Brent, tell us about your car. Is it your first car? Is it one of those favorite cars, or is it a dream car that you may never get, but you're always kind of hopeful for?
It was a first car. It was a 1973 Maverick Grabber.
Nice.
And it was white, had orange stripes. It was a special car to me. And the problem was I had just made a old fashioned at that time churn of ice cream, and I was headed over to a friend's house, backed out of the driveway, and the churn kind of went one way, and I reached out, had it on the down in front of the seat, reached down to grab it, and rammed right into a neighbor's car. So that took care of my first car, I guess you'd say.
Now, what did you do? Did you get it repaired? And all, in these years later, you said it was a 73. I'm not sure if you got it anywhere near the vicinity of new, but it sounds like it was a while ago. Have you thought about maybe getting another one? You just don't see a lot of Mavericks out on the road today.
No, you don't. I've thought about getting another one. I've been looking, but I haven't found any as yet. It was a special car, and I guess they didn't make very many of them.
Yeah, well, you know, it was one of those things that was out there, kind of a tweener car, right? Because the one that you had back in the 73, especially with the different stripes and the color combinations, it was kind of sporty, right? But it was still kind of sort of in that economical range. And a little bit later, I think 77, one of my grandmothers actually had one, and it was anything but a sports car. You know, it was totally sensible. I think it only had an AM radio on it, if that. Well,
yes.
Well, I appreciate it, Brent. Thanks for sharing. We're going to enter you in. You got a good chance to win so far for the Bonafide Ride, and we'll keep you posted if you do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so that's Brent. He's got the 73 Maverick Grabber. That's, I don't know why they call it the Grabber. I'm not sure. Maybe it had, like, you know, some great tires or some good traction in the winter. Not sure either. But for the Bonafide Ride of the Show, all you have to do is just send in your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car, and no preference on either one. You know, nothing as far as weighting it down a little bit. You can send in some pictures if you're going to text it in. That always helps. It's kind of cool to kind of share some of those memories if you've got them. And then you can for sure talk to Ben. He'll write it down for you, and we'll read them off. Or else, if you want to do like Brent and actually get on the phone with us, you can do that as well. So we're going to send it to news right now. When we come back, a guy who's, I don't know what his first car was yet. Maybe we'll find out when we get a chance to talk to him. But his current car is pretty great because it is one of the Hondas in the Verizon IndyCar series. Robert Wickens is going to be joining us, so keep it here as we come back from the news. Right now, though, it is 2:30 and news time. The news is sponsored by American Weathermakers. Here's Bob Kessler.
Hey, guys. It's Robert Wickens here, driver of the number 6 Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports IndyCar. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us is one of Canada's top international drivers, having won the Formula Renault 3.5 Championship, the Formula BMW USA Championship, and now driving the number 6 car for Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports in the Verizon IndyCar Series, the one and only Robert Wickens. Welcome to WGN.
That's quite the introduction. Thanks for having me.
You deserve every bit of it. These are exciting times. Here's the thing. So you're a rookie in the series, but you have been, and you're a young guy, but you have been racing since 2001. How is it to be thought of and kind of presented as, hey, this is a rookie? You've done a lot of racing.
I have. That's the funny thing is I feel pretty experienced, but, to a lot of the North American people, because I've been doing so much in Europe, I'm kind of the new kid on the block, if you would.
If you love racing, then you've got to be enamored with, it's one of those kind of bucket list events, regardless, even if you're into motorsports. The Indianapolis 500 is one of those things that everybody at some point wants to get a chance to go and see. And then I'm sure for drivers that every driver wants to be able to drive in and ultimately find a way to win. Is this something, because you had sort of, you mentioned Europe, you had been kind of on a track, kind of in and around Formula One and some of those racing. Was IndyCar ever on your radar? How did you get hooked up with the teams?
Yeah, so IndyCar was always in the back of my mind. As a Canadian kid, I grew up watching IndyCar very closely. My hero was Greg Moore, and so he unfortunately passed away in 1999. And I actually started my racing career, if you would, in 1997 in karting and locally in Canada. But no, IndyCar has always been something that I wanted to do. It was just kind of trying to find the right timing, and I was very happy with where my career was in Europe and racing for the last 6 years and with Mercedes-Benz in the German Touring Car Championship. I was having a great time, but then, as you might know, Mercedes announced that they were leaving DTM, like pulling out of the championship at the end of 2018. Mm-hmm. And I found myself thinking, like, what do I want to do with kind of start a new chapter of my career, if you would, because I wasn't going to be racing in DTM anymore. And I took matters in my own hands and ended up starting talking to Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports. And one thing led to the next thing, and we were able to come up with a deal, and we've hit the ground running so far this year.
What a great opportunity. You bring up the the karting side of things and then the touring car. So this is the first time that you're back in a single-seat car in a while. Was it the kind of thing that is racing, riding a bike, you never forget, all that kind of stuff? Or was there a little bit of adjustments that you need to do to get really comfortable in the race cars?
For sure. And it's still an adjustment. It's not just kind of black and white. If you do this in one car, it's going to work in every car. Every car requires a slightly different driving style, or it's really down to what the actual tire likes to actually get grip and to get traction onto the road. And it's to try understand that, it's still a work in progress. Those black circle things are pretty mythical creatures sometimes, and trying to understand how to get the most out of them is pretty hard.
You think about Europe, of course, grew up in Canada and then spent so much time in Europe, a lot of those great cities for racing. Heck, you live in Monaco, right? That's pretty awesome. But here with the Indy Racing League, you're getting an opportunity to see what is, Europe is kind of condensed and small, and America's big, right? You're going to be racing this weekend in Alabama. What's it been like to get out there, not only see the tracks, try the tracks, get used to the race cars, but really see America?
It's been great. I mean, luckily, Being Canadian, I wasn't that far away from the States, so I spent a lot of time over here. I did a lot of karting all around America because some of the bigger karting championships were based in the States. So as a kid, I traveled around the States a lot, family road trips to, Oklahoma for a karting race and, this, that, the other. So it was, it's cool. I mean, I've actually moved to Indianapolis now.
Awesome.
So, moved over from Monaco to Indianapolis and starting to unpack a home here with my fiance kind of as we speak today and tomorrow. So it's exciting times. It's super busy, but I'm loving every second of it right now.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let the listeners know we're talking with Robert Wickens. He is the driver of the number six car in the Verizon IndyCar series. And so Monaco, I've seen the postcards. I've never actually been there myself in person, but I have been to Indianapolis, and I've also seen the postcards there. What a difference. I know it's great. It's the hub of racing, and we're going to be featuring Indianapolis in one of our family road trip series for us. It's close to Chicago, right? It's only a couple hours away. You get out there, and a lot of cool stuff to do in Indianapolis. But especially for the fiance, was this a tough sell, to go to one of the most glamorous places to maybe, some place that isn't really as glamorous in Indianapolis?
Well, I found I got lucky and found a great girl. I mean, I think that's the first thing. She's so supportive of my career, and in everything I do. So she I guess bit the bullet and packed her bags and came here to Indianapolis with me. So it's so far I think we like our new home here. I think there's a good little community, good little motorsports community here. So even though we're moving to a new country and in a new city. We know a lot of people here, so it's not like, we're stranded on our own.
Oh, yeah. No, it is the place to be. There are so many. I mean, think about this. All the different cars that you've driven, there's an opportunity. A lot of the dragster NHRA teams are based in Indianapolis as well. Is there any curiosity? You probably signed some kind of form that says you can't do things that are too dangerous, other than, of course, what you do every week, which is incredibly dangerous. But is there any thought to get in there and, you know, try some other series out, some of the other cars based in Indy?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't even think I'm allowed to ride a bike outside during this season. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to fly, if they're going to let me try a top-field dragster or something, but it would be a blast.
How crazy is that, Robert? Is like you're not even allowed to ride a bike outside. And for the listeners, he's not exaggerating. You know, they don't want anything, any kind of crazy accidents that happen to everybody all the time to happen to you. But when what you do is you can only do one dangerous thing, and it's the thing that you're doing for the team.
Well, the problem is, right, life's so unpredictable. So, like, even when you're at the gym training during the season, you don't want to even do kind of, let's say if you're doing a strength day, you won't really try to do your like kind of one rep max just because of the risk of possibly pulling something. And we don't have that much time between races to heal up again. So you basically do all of your heavy training, all of your intensive training through the winter during our off season. That's why drivers always joke around that like there is no off season because we work harder in the off season than we actually do during the season. but no, like that's where we kind of get our fitness levels. And then during the season, all we try to do is just maintain and stabilize that level of fitness throughout the year because we just don't have the time to get better, you know. So it's an interesting thing, you know, and I'm still getting used to this whole IndyCar life. It's a lot busier of a calendar than what I've been used to over in Europe. But, loving it right now.
Oh, no, it's good. This is exciting stuff. These are exciting times. This is going to be some great things on the horizon. And you've already seen that you can, if there was any doubts, right, that you can compete and succeed at this level. You got the pole at St. Petersburg. And so as you're trying, you're going to be in Alabama. But then I know there's a lot of testing happens. It's part of the reason you're in Indy is because of the Motor Speedway there. Like, what are you doing to gear up, and how excited are you for the 500 coming up?
You know, Dane, I've been taking my IndyCar career one day at a time. So, you know, right now I'm just fully focusing on Barber, making sure everything goes smoothly there. And then, honestly, once we get through Barber, I'm going to immediately switch over to the Indy GP and start looking at anything I can do there to prepare myself better and to kind of hit the ground running at that one. So, I mean, as a rookie, you just don't know what to expect at each race because, you know, we just finished Long Beach last weekend, and even though it's a street course, just like what St. Petersburg was for the first race of the year, it was an entirely different weekend. Everything happened differently. The car behaved differently. You know, so even though it might look similar kind of on paper, every weekend's a whole new experience. So I'm just trying to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one practice at a time, and just try to do the best job we can. And I'm just really enjoying myself. I'm having a blast in the car. I'm really getting along well with the team. It helps that my best friend happens to be my teammate. It's just been a great start to the year.
Very diplomatic. Very diplomatic. That's probably the kind of thing that the team wants to hear. Yes, putting all your focus in the target and the goal that is first in front of you. You can take each day a step at a time in the career. Just remind you, of course, Alexander Rossi was able to win as a rookie. So anything can happen. You know that. And we're excited to have you here in the greater Midwest. Excited to have you as a part of the Verizon IndyCar Series. So, Robert, for those people who want to follow your career, all your adventures, and kind of catch up with you, do you have any social media that you do? Anything online?
I do. I'm on all of the above, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff, and it's just at Robert Wickens.
These are the kind of times you're going to look back, especially these rookie times. You're doing stuff, like I said, already succeeding, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward throughout the season and getting kind of settled in Indianapolis, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Larry Messrimmel with Fox NASCAR, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane Neal, WGN Radio.
720 WGN On the Road with Dane here live at the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and always excited to support great causes with some of the best and brightest in Chicago. And there is no brighter and no better cause than the 100 Club supporting the families of first responders who have lost loved ones. And a guy on the line, honored to have him, is a broadcasting legend. You know him as a longtime president and GM of CBS2 here in Chicago, also the CEO of that aforementioned 100 Club, the one and only Joe Ahern. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, I appreciate it. You deserve it. And so let's talk about this event. It's going on all month long over at Bijan's Bistro, and it's going to support the 100 Club.
Yeah, I'm grateful for Bijan's. They're 35 years in business, in that they're taking this opportunity to honor Commander Bauer and all of our police officers and firefighters with this special promotion. And it's a great restaurant. I've eaten there for many, many years, and it's a great spot for, you know, lunch, dinner, or late night. And I hope all of our listeners stop by and have the Commander Bauer cocktail, and when you're out on the street and see a police officer or a firefighter, go up and thank them for their service.
So the Bijan's Bistro is the corner of State and Erie in Chicago's River North neighborhood from April 1st to the April 30th. So they're going to donate 20% of proceeds from select food and drink items to the 100 Club. In addition, the restaurant will sell its commemorative cocktail. You mentioned it, where that's got Johnny Walker, Blue Label, Scotch Whiskey, $50, $100, and 100% of the proceeds during April being donated to the cause. And so for those people that may not be aware, and we'll give that information and have the link to Bijan's and all the information for the fundraiser up at WGNradio.com. But Joe, give people a little insight into the 100 Club, you know, how it works, how it operates, and how people can get involved all the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dane. The 100 Club's been around for almost 52 years, and when a police officer or firefighter or anyone in state, local, federal law enforcement is killed in the line of duty, we step in and give the surviving spouse $50,000, and then we send all the kids to college. And we have given away over $10 million over these past 50 years. And right now we have 21 sons and daughters in college that are going on and after a tragic circumstance. And thanks to the support of people like and restaurants like Bijan and other donors, we're able to continue to do the work that we do so that these families can pick up the pieces and go on. And as you know, Commander Bauer was the district commander in 18, right in the heart of where Bijan is, and he was tragically murdered on February 13th, and he had a wife and a young daughter, 13 years of age, and we'll be there when she comes of age to go to college. And I was with them last night at the at Soldiers Field, where they have the police memorial wall, and they memorialized his name on the wall, and was there with his wife Erin and Grace and the rest of the Bauer family to be there and honor his name. So
right onto I-90 West.
So I'm on I-90 West, as you can probably hear that.
We've identified your location. Yes, we have.
Yeah. in traffic behind a big truck that has the Great Dane on it.
Oh, so, nice.
Maybe it's irony, Dane.
And Joe, you are on the road, and we know your exact location. Typically, though, your location is right in the middle of some great things, whether it's on the broadcasting side or the great cause side. Do you happen to have information for people if they want to get involved, maybe a website for the 100 Club or ways people can go ahead and get involved and contact you guys?
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, if they would go to 100clubchicago.org, that's 100clubchicago.org, and just follow the prompts. And we hope that they'll make a donation and become supporters of the 100 Club. We have about 100 events a year where we honor our police officers and firefighters. So please check us out, and thanks for the time being on the air with you.
Yep, you bet, Joe. And again, we're going to have it up at WGNRadio.com. 10-2, safe driving, and we'll talk to you soon. Keep us posted as you guys get moving forward on things.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dane.
You bet. All right. Wow. So Joe Ahern in the middle of the 100 Club. That's some great stuff. Bijan Bistro, it's a tongue twister, is the name of the restaurant that's doing the fundraiser all the month of April. It is at 663 North State Street. So we'll keep people posted on that. We will definitely add that to WGNRadio.com for the podcast. And so he's behind a truck. Maybe I'm sure it's not his first car or favorite car, but you can add yours and have an opportunity to be the bona fide ride of the show. All you have to do is give your first car, favorite car, or your dream car, and you can text it in, and you can add a picture. You don't have to do that. It doesn't add any weight to the thing. We're just going to randomly pick one out, or you can call in. Ben is in the booth for Camille today, and so he will be able to take your information, actually get you on the air as well, and he's going to write down some if you just want to leave it with him, and we'll add and kind of mention as many of those as we can throughout the course of the program, or you can actually get on the air if you want as well and kind of share yours as we go forward as well. Coming up a little bit after, we're going to take a break, then we're going to send it to news, and when we come back from the news, Richard Blaze, you know him from Top Chef, one of the most I think exciting culinary artists out there. He is a chef, he is a television personality, he is an author, he is all of those things, but he's a lot of fun too. So excited to have him in town along with Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Also was in town shooting some episodes for that program. Can't divulge the locations. It's top secret until they come out. And both Richard and I got a chance to do some things with Guy when he was in town as well. But so Ben, here it is. You know, you're producing the show. Camille doesn't necessarily, she doesn't have a first car right yet. She's still kind of in process of choosing. You know, she's very selective, right? And finicky, right? When it comes to picking that car. But for you, Ben, what was your first car?
My first car was a 2004 Grand Am.
Oh, the Grand Am, yeah. A Pontiac. You know, yeah. Of course, they don't exist anymore.
Yep.
So it'd be tough to find one of those. What was it, the forest green or was it kind of the burgundy?
I went silver.
All this, I didn't know they made a silver one of those.
And followed it up with a GT in silver.
Okay. So the Grand Am kind of had a lot of, you know, Pontiac was sort of a sporty line. So it was mm-hmm. sporty but yet sensible. Yep. Right? It was kind of like a regular car but had little sporty kind of details and elements to it.
I loved that car. V6. I mean, turbocharged. It was a fun
just
fun ride.
Just like renting with the Maverick, would you go out and try to seek, you know, find another one? Maybe? No, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. We are going to take a break because we're going to do our best to stay on time with the news today. So quick break. We'll come back. We'll send the news. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news.
That's how I do my podcast, Dane. We just let the mics rip, roar, and go raw.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Hey, guys. This is Chef Richard Blaze. You're listening to Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue and in studio and on the road and in Chicago is one of our favorite chefs of all time. You know him. He's a Top Chef star. He is a best-selling author, podcast juggernaut. And here in the name holding the torch of Cooper's Hawk is Chef Richard Blaze. Welcome to the show.
Dane, no one has ever called me a juggernaut before. Like, this is the first time. Seriously. I mean, and you called my podcast a juggernaut of a podcast. I'm like, I don't even know what to say.
Well, last time that you were in the studio, you were talking about it, contemplating, thinking about it. You wanted to put the pieces together. Obviously, you wanted to consult with those at least you felt were in the know. And it has been a juggernaut. It was not only a labor of love and passion. You are absolutely loving it. You are killing it. So and we'll talk about that later on as well, because I knew you're going to get some new ideas based on the big event. Because Matt McMillan, he is the vice president of culinary and beverage for Cooper's Hawk. He is in studio. And so you, Matt, you have brought Blaze to us today.
Absolutely. Now, we're really thrilled to have this collaboration with Richard. And I actually got to spend a little bit of time last weekend with Richard in San Diego for a little chef conference. And I will tell you, our guests are really in for a treat. He's an incredible chef, but just really passionate and a great human being. So,
wow.
Very. Juggernaut and
I'm going to go home. You guys can just continue talking about
I think the Nobel Pizza Prize is in order. Ooh. Because that's the kind of thing that, you know, you're talking about. He's a great human being. Yeah. You know, he helps the environment. He loves animals.
But should do a Nobel Pizza Prize. Is that a thing?
It's another thing, right here.
I love it. You're just like full of innovation today.
You know, so here's the thing. At Cooper's Hawk, you know it as that great winery that is making wine approachable and part of the lives of hundreds of thousands of people around the country. With the wine club, you've got the restaurants, big and serious on the culinary side, but that also these collaborations, you guys are knocking it out of the park because you're bringing in a lot of great personalities in the culinary world, chefs and other people. When you think about Richard, though, and as many as you've done, as a guy who has interviewed most people in the food world, he is one of those things that is not only a talented chef, an exciting personality to have, but he's also a great entertainer. He is a lot of fun for people to be around. I'm excited for him.
I'm thrilled, and I've been driving around with 10 liters of liquid nitrogen in the back of my car, so I can't wait to give him that nitrogen.
Yeah, when Ann Burrell was in town, that wasn't happening.
No.
Right? It was like, I don't know.
She's pretty cool, too.
No, they're all awesome. You bring in some amazing talent, but I'm saying, like, the one thing that's very specific for having me in town is you had to cart around some cryogenic fluids.
Well, you know, we typically do, like, one demo, maybe two demos, but I have 4 sheet pans worth of demo stuff that Richard's going to be doing tonight.
We're going big. We're going the whole thing.
He's going to be doing about an hour worth of demo, which is, like, 4 times.
Yeah, people don't know. I'm also, this is my audition for my HBO special, basically, tonight at Cooper's Hawk.
Nice.
We're going to go hard for 45 minutes. And I think it's really, you know, the entertaining side of it, I think, is... I just love it. I love sort of live presentation and shows. And you know right away if people are enjoying your work or not. So I'm really looking forward to the event.
The people are going to love you back. And I'm not going to say, I think it's going to be all the things you know and love about a Cooper's Hawk event, great wine, some amazing food. Rich is going to tell us a little bit about what he's got planned. But is it true, Matt, that the first like 4 rows will be covered in plastic sheeting like a Gallagher appearance?
Always. There is a there is a verbal liability waiver that the first 4 rows will have to check off on when they enter. But
the food is always fun, always creative. You know, the people that are getting to go there, they're blessed to be able to do it. You got to get in on that wine club in order to be a part of these events. But Richard, what are the people going to see tonight?
Wow. So we're going to basically be talking about a lot of the food that we're going to be cooking tonight. I mean, I won't spoil everything, but we have some lobster working. There's a sea bass dish. I'm excited about this beef short rib.
The zabutan. Wagyu zabutan.
The zabutan. And we're braising and then frying some beef short ribs, which is just like, you know, like if you're in heaven, can you go to the next heaven?
Right.
Like what
like the
like,
heaven VIP area.
Right. Like, so it's like, oh, you're already a melting short rib. Like, how could this possibly be better? Oh, fry it. Right. Like, oh my God. So we'll see. I think that's the dish that I'm most excited about. But truly, I just want to, you know, hang out with the wine club members. And for me, I'm in this zone where it's so important to like really engage with people that like I'm blessed that some people are like a fan of like that's an insane thing if you think about it, right? Or if they're a fan of Cooper's Hawk wines and the wine club, like so to be able to sort of engage with people like in a way that's not on the television set is great.
So Matt, when you do this, you bring the wine and the chef together for that unforgettable evening. Talk a little bit about how Cooper's Hawk is going to be playing a role on the wine side.
Well, we always do great collaborations, but we got together with our master sommelier, Emily Wines, and we put the menu together first, and then we look and say, hey, what wines do we have? Because obviously we have a ton of wines, but you know we're going to start out with our Lux Sparkling, which you know Lux Sparkling and lobster match made
it's
in
really
heaven.
Good, yep.
We've got a couple of other past appetizers,
and I love bubbles. That's really what it just comes down to. I love bubbles.
Yeah. And then our Riesling, which is going to go incredibly well with the sea bass dish because there's a little bit of miso, so you've got some sweet and salty going on. And then I think we're doing our Lux Meritage with this kind of short rib Wagyu katsu dish. And then last but not least, we've got a butterscotch pudding with some meringue and some really nice bubbly sugar.
I just ate. But it sounds pretty good.
Our ice wine is ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Sometimes I forget what dishes I'm doing, but thank you for bringing that back to me.
I got you.
So Emily, the master somm, I'm excited to talk to her too because I'm working on the show, Dane. I'm working on pitching this television show about sommeliers, like a competitive, like somewhere
is this
like
the
between,
same as your country western career.
This is more of a real thing. It's like sort of like where the Top Chef meets Big Brother, but where it's just a bunch of like sommeliers and like talking about you know how this wine tastes like a mixture between garden hose and circus peanut, you know, things like this. So I'm calling it Win Somm, Lose Somm. And I'm really excited. So I'm going to see if I can get some wine folks to potentially fund it tonight.
Like, I'm detecting notes of mulch, you know. That
exactly.
Kind of
you know, like the, how the wine people get, like, oh, it's this reminds me of lychee. Like, you know, most of the people have not even had a lychee.
Right.
Well, like, how,
not a fresh one anyway.
Right, exactly. And by the way, I'm not dogging the wine world. It's amazing how passionate they are and how they can smell something and get those smells. But I get garden hose and circus peanut. That's what I'm...
Well, here's the thing. You think about this. All the entertainment that you want, you got the great food, the great wines. They're going to get something else. You heard about it in the intro, is a best-selling author, So Good, which is something that you've always said, always felt. It becomes a catchphrase now. It's an iconic book. So talk a little bit about the book everyone's going to get tonight.
Everyone's getting a copy of So Good, and I hope everyone who's listening also wants to go research where they can get their own copy, right? Why not? Let's go for it. But So Good to me is it's about, you know, the dishes that I'm cooking at home that are somewhat inspired by the restaurant. But I think sometimes chef cookbooks can be a little too chefy, and So Good is really sort of, you know, the way that I do cook at home. You know, maybe if I'm bringing home a deli container of, like, you know, pickled walnuts or something like that. But it's stuff that people can actually cook. It's practical and applicable. So it was a fun book to make, for sure.
Has it been fun being on tour? I know the last time you were in studio was maybe...
I think I was on tour last time.
It was not
here.
Quite a year, but I think everywhere you go, like, we're talking about it now. I think it is the kind of thing that people are going to bring up when they visit. Has it been fun to kind of share that book around the country?
It's always... Listen, the cookbook thing is weird because, you know, I'm running restaurants and I'm on television shows, and for some reason, a lot of that doesn't seem weird to me. I'm always kind of amazed that I've created... Now two cookbooks. Like, that's just like when I was a young cook, like, that's something that I never would have thought I would have been able to do. You know, I really cherished and relished cookbooks as a young cook, and the fact that I've been able to create two of them is, you know, insane to me still.
You're giving more people more things that they can know, enjoy, and appreciate on the Richard Blais side. And the other thing about it is that you're doing what you naturally do, which is talk, share, entertain, converse, right, with the podcast.
Share.
So so let's talk a little bit about
the podcast. Let's do it. Starving for attention. Beow, 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 beow. That's an air horn
There's like a theme song? Do you have like a special?
We have some hip-hop beats in the background. We haven't reached the level where I can purchase some legitimate, like, you know, a legitimate artist's music just yet. Okay. So if anyone wants to create some mid-90s hip-hop mashup for Starving for Attention, I will gladly listen to that audio file, for sure.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, what's your favorite thing about it? Because, you know, podcasts are the kind of thing, there's no rules. You can do whatever you want. But here, this is, and you have so many friends. We'll get to the fact that you were at one of our mutual friends, Guy Fieri, shooting Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You had to do a pit stop there and make some more TV.
Amazing.
For the people. But I think that's the thing that I love most about what it is that you're doing. Number one, you love it, but you just get to talk to so many cool people, so many friends.
I think that the podcast is basically an interview style where I'm just hanging out with someone that, you know, maybe I've crossed paths with in the food world or the food television world, and really talking about what their world is like, but not necessarily the stuff you know about them, right? It's not a show about sound bites or, you know, pitching one project that
cooking
they're doing.
Cooking tips, even.
It's not really about cooking tips, because I always was afraid with a podcast when you get into that, like, oh, what did you make last night? I made zucchini muffins.
Yeah, NPR.
And you know what? Yeah, I like to use coarse salt. That's my tip. You know, like, I wanted to.
Too.
Although, actually, that was very soothing.
Yeah.
Doing that made me really relax.
Like an Enya soundtrack in the background.
It has like an ASMR sort of thing there to it. Like, it's like, oh, it's relaxing. But it's really about chopping it up. And I want to talk to, you know, like, I want to get Matt on the podcast so he can talk about, you know, what he's doing, you know, running all of these restaurants and being, you know, the vice president of culinary innovation for Cooper's Hawk. Like, that's insane to me. People need to know there's so many different jobs that you can have in our world right now.
And some of these great personalities, too. It's nice that, you know, everyone has kind of a role that they play on television, and this is an opportunity for those people to kind of share their lives, you know, what they're doing outside of what the things, like you said, that people already know. And I think it's a great way for them to share.
Yeah, Jasmine Blais, my wife, co-hosts most of the episodes with me, and that's also really been great because I'm so busy that, you know, what ends up being the issue is family time, quite honestly. So the fact that she comes on the show to co-host with me, I think is great too, because it makes it authentic. We're talking about just like what we're doing as a family that day or that week. But
you
also
find yourself being drawn into conversations about like The Bachelorette and stuff?
Kind of. You know what? We definitely get into some pop culture stuff. And to be honest with you, that's the stuff that I really, really love. I mean, we've talked more about you know, Salt Bay and Mukbang. Do you know what Mukbang is, by the way? Mukbang.
It sounds like a band I listen to.
It sounds like a dope band, yeah. Let's be honest. But it's these videos that people are making where they're just sitting direct to camera eating food with audio around them. Have you not seen any of these videos? So exactly. So it's a lot of pop culture sort of stuff. What about intermittent fasting, Dane? Have you heard about this trend?
Is that on Rick Bayless's Instagram? I try to couple that with the topless yoga.
First of all, way to bring it back. Like, we need to get you on the podcast for sure.
Okay.
But I do like that pop culture, again, because I want it to be just about like, oh, what one of my favorite podcast questions are, if you had to meet one, would it be ghost or alien?
Ooh. I mean, ghost Patrick Swayze, we're making some kind of clay pottery.
I mean, that would be awesome.
As opposed to alien with the acidic, body fluids, I would go with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, nice. Well, way to sort of like take a nice middle road there. I appreciate that. But, that's one of my favorite questions to ask. Because then you get to know, like, if someone believes in ghosts or aliens.
Oh.
I mean, like, I don't believe in ghosts.
But you do believe in aliens?
I do. See?
Man, I got to block all that stuff up, because that's a door that leads to so many other doors that I don't think mentally I'm just prepared to. We got kids and I'd have to explain, why does daddy believe in ghosts? Well, it's like this.
Exactly. Right. So like on a podcast, when you have an hour to chop that up, that works. Where if you're maybe on, a more traditional sort of platform, you can't do that.
Yeah. You can't dedicate all the time to ghosts versus aliens or all that stuff. Yeah.
All of that fun stuff that we talk about. Yeah.
You are going to be in town for Cooper's Hawk tonight. You're going to be enjoying a little bit of Chicago. Before we let you go, what kind of things do you like to do when you're in our fair city?
Oh, my gosh. The last few times I've been here, I've stayed over in the West Loop area. Is that what it's called? And the West End, right?
West Loop.
Okay. And I just kind of, that neighborhood to me is exciting, right? So, my friend Grant and like hang out at Royster over there and eat some great food. I love running in Chicago's one of my favorite running cities.
It's a little chilly, but it's going to get.
Today's a little too cold for me personally, although I do have full length yoga pants on under my jeans right now. So, like, I'm ready to go for it. But I just like hanging out. It's just such a cool city. Yeah. And this is going to sound really cliche, but like, everyone's so nice. Like, in a good way, like, everyone's just, like, kind of cool, and, like, I don't know, the vibes are good.
Yeah, the people are nice, you're nice. It is going to be a great night for great food, fun. Matt, give the information so people can get in on that wine club and be at the next event coming up for Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah, come just go to one of the restaurants to sign up, or you can go to www.chwinery.com. Lots of information there. And the event tonight is at Ovation here in Chicago.
Yes, and if they go to those Cooper's Hawk social platforms and they hashtag More Blaze, I would also really appreciate that.
Well, people want more Richard Blaze. They're going to get some tonight, a heap and helping, but then also in all those different incarnations and varieties. So, Richard, give out the social media so all your fans can, and your new fans as well, can get on board and check your adventures.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love people to say hello at Richard Blaze, BLAIS, across all platforms, except Snapchat, but we don't have to get into that right now.
Matt McMillan from Cooper's Hawk, Richard Blaze here, front and center and on stage tonight. Guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
You're the best. No, truly, Dane, you're like awesome, dude. Like, you're like real. Like, I was saying this on the way.
Not like ghosts or aliens.
Not right. You're real. Not like a ghost. But you're like, I just like, you're so genuine and authentic. And I just want to take a moment to say that. I really appreciate it. When I'm in town, it's fun to see you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Richard.
Hey, this is Guy Goody from Diners, Drivers, and Dives, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
I like to dream. Yes, right.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue and on what is a seasonably weathered day. It's just about the right temperature for whether you like it or not. Hey, it's spring. It is Chicago. There's an opportunity, though, as we get closer towards some better weather. And when I say closer, I mean next week, to see some great cars at some of the best cruise nights. Car shows are going to be happening all over the city and suburbs. And one that is coming up that we have supported and mentioned, I'm excited to talk a little bit about. Oh, good. Awesome. Cool. All right. We'll get him on the line here. Claremont Collection, Claremont Collections with an S at the end .com. You can find out all about it. It is the hidden gem, when it comes to a collection of some of the most amazing cars in the world, some of the most famous cars in the world. People don't know all that much about it yet, but they are getting more information as the word gets out, and an opportunity to not only see the stuff, but also be the stuff with cars and coffee, where you can bring your car, show it off, and then check out the museum. Robert Olson is on the line. He's the executive director. Robert, welcome back to WGN. We got a minute or so to plug this again before we get there next week.
All right. Thanks for having us back, Dane. We're looking forward to next Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We are located at 3117 North Knox, and it is Claremont Collections, Claremont with a K, Collections with a K. Check out the website, claremontcollections.com. We expect, well, we're going to be open to the public next week, and we have some of our car guys. We invited them to bring their own cars. So anyone that wants to come and bring their car, we have a private lot. We're going to sit around, have cars and coffee, and Philly Brothers is going to be here, so there's going to be some food going on, and it's going to be a good social event.
And we've got, and I've only got like a minute here, but I've got at least, what, like four or five spots that I can offer up to the listeners if I want as well, correct?
Yeah, yeah, actually, anyone that calls up, you know, your first 10 or 15 people,
okay,
they can be my guest.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Is on the road with Dane at gmail.com. We're having a little trouble with our text screen now, and we're going to send it over to White Sox Weekly in just a minute. So on the road with Dane at gmail.com. Go ahead and send in some information from your car club if you're interested, and we can kind of fill you in a little bit later, hopefully get some of our great listeners out to the event as well. So thanks, Robert. Thanks for calling in. It's going to be a great event. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, see you next week, Dan. Thanks.
All right, we are going to send the news, and when we come back, we're going to announce our bona fide ride of the show and then get ready for White Sox Weekly. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN on the road, wrapping it up. If you want to, first off, thanks to everybody who listened to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated. If you're interested in cars and coffee at Claremont, on the road with Dane at gmail.com. I want to congratulate Brent. We'll get a hold of you after the show as our bona fide ride of the show with the 73 Maverick Grabber. Stay tuned for White Sox Weekly coming right up.